Title: Nudefar's Proposed Rule. What defense contractors need to know about foreign ownership, control, or influence, foci, reporting requirements. Content: On May 7, 2026, the Department of Defense, DOD, issued a new proposed rule, Defense Federal Acquisition Regulation Supplement, mitigating risks related to foreign ownership, control, or influence. DFARS Case 2021-D011, seeking to amend the DFARS to mitigate risks related to beneficial ownership or foreign ownership, control, or influence, foci, the proposed rule. For defense contractors and subcontractors, the proposed rule further implements disclosure obligations, eligibility requirements, and contract performance responsibilities relating to all manner of foreign investment. New requirements. The proposed rule introduces a series of structural changes to the DFARS regulatory framework that will directly affect covered contractors and subcontractors. Covered contractors and subcontractors are existing or prospective contractors or subcontractors at any tier of the DoD with a contract or subcontract valued above $5 million. By introducing this rule, DoD aims to amend the DFARS by creating Part 240, Information Security and Supply Chain Security, within which DoD proposes to create Section 240.27X, Mitigation of Risks Related to Beneficial Ownership or Foreign Ownership, Control, or Influence. 1. Solicitation Provision. The proposed rule will require a new solicitation provision, FARS 252.240-70XX, Disclosure of Beneficial Ownership or Foreign Ownership, Control, or Influence, Representation, which will require offerers to complete a standard form, SF-328, certificate pertaining to foreign interests, and provide supporting documents for Defense Counterintelligence and Security Agency, DCSA, review in the National Industrial Security System, NISS. These obligations had typically been confined to contractors seeking or holding a facility clearance. Now, such obligations have been expanded to capture all contractors who currently possess or are competing for a contract or subcontract above $5 million, and in some circumstances, even includes contractors selling purely commercial products and services. This provision also puts offerors on notice that if the requiring activity determines, based on input from DCSA, that foci or beneficial ownership poses a risk or potential risk of compromise to national security that may be mitigated, the offeror must agree at the time of award to implement a risk mitigation strategy within 90 days of award. By submitting its offer, the offeror must represent that it has submitted the SF-328 and the contact information of each beneficial owner, too, in NISS, and that the information is current, accurate, and complete. Contract clause. Additionally, a new contract clause, DFARS 252.240-70YY, disclosure of beneficial ownership or foreign ownership, control, or influence, requires contractors to, 1. Disclose to DCSA their beneficial ownership and whether they are under foci by submitting an updated SF-328 in NISS, and, 2. Update the SF-328 and supporting documents, including the contact information of each beneficial owner in NISS. The clause further imposes important downstream obligations. Contractors must implement risk mitigation strategies within 90 calendar days of contract award, option exercise, modification, or the identification of risks during contract performance. Contractors must ensure all subcontractors awarded subcontracts exceeding $5 million have an eligible status in NISS prior to subcontract award and maintain the eligible status for the duration of subcontract performance. If the contractor has any changes in foci or beneficial ownership during performance of the contract, or if the contractor is notified of such by a subcontractor at any tier or supplier, the contractor must report the changes by submitting an updated SF-328 in NISS. DFARS 252.240-70YY also establishes tight timeframes for mid-performance reporting, within 3 business days from the date of identification or notification of a change that may place the contractor or subcontractor under foci. The contractor must report the foreign owner's or beneficial owner's name, relevant information about that person, and any readily available information about risk mitigation actions undertaken or recommended. Within 10 business days of being notified by DCSA that foci or beneficial ownership poses a risk or potential risk of compromise.